This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Free Talk Live, the live on-air call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves simply by giving us a call. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also get us over at discord.lrn.fm. And if you do use our on-air call-in lines on the Discord server, you can sound almost as if you are in the studio with us. And with you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And from mid-March to mid-July, Divi, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting on Free Talk Live, increased in value over 10 times. Nothing is stopping Divi from increasing exponentially again, and in fact, that is their goal. Divi's price jumped 10 times in correlation with their release of their beta wallet. Will Divi go up further when their wallet is fully released? I don't know. But at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. You can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi by starting a masternode or staking Divi. They have a lottery for people who stake the coin, too. Opportunity has knocked every day here on FTL since last September. Will you answer? DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. So you had mentioned, Ian, that you had some sort of a follow-up piece in mind. Do you have that at hand?
You talking about Trump or the Michigan College?
Your choice.
Well, I mean, I really like this Michigan College story because it's just that it's not a follow-up or anything like that.
It's, well, I mean, it's the next thing. Shifting gears, yeah. Highlighting.
It's a follow-up on things we've discussed previously.
Highlighting the dystopian nature of the stupidity of the human race when it comes to following government mandates and being scared.
Yeah, we covered recently on Free Talk Live what's happening at various different colleges across the United States and how basically colleges are all over the place are telling their students, you will not be partying. You will not be having sex. You will not be doing, you know, anything of fun. It shan't happen.
Like they've ever
there will been, be no fun.
Like
here.
They've ever been able to control kids in their 20s.
They're going to try harder, I guess, this time. And one of the things that I said, and I think that we said here on Free Talk Live when we were discussing this, is, well, okay, when are they going to start requiring the college students to have an app?
Right.
A contact tracing, GPS-based location app. Now, yep. Of course,
let's not put too fine a point on it. A spy app.
Yeah, spy app. Exactly. And now here is the first example that I've seen of this being required at a college. In this case, it is a Michigan college called Albion College. And it is now requiring, according to freebeacon.com, requiring students to download a phone application that tracks their location and private health data at all times in an attempt to protect them from the coronavirus. Yes, Albion College.
The imaginary epidemic.
Yes, Albion College, located in Albion, Michigan, is one of the first schools in the country, but they won't be the last, to tackle contact tracing. The school is working to create a, quote, COVID bubble, unquote, which is a term that we saw used in another article about colleges. So apparently this is terminology that you're going to start to see on multiple college campuses.
They're going to make a safe space.
Right. Right, safe space, new normal, COVID bubble. Add
the whole
that,
campus.
Add that to the vernacular, if you will, the nomenclature of the dystopian society that we currently live in.
Right, so the idea is that the campus itself is the COVID bubble. That it, this is the place where we have taken enough protocols and enough procedures and steps to where we think you're totally safe from COVID in here. However, we're still going to make sure you stay completely away from everybody, even while in the COVID bubble, because we really aren't that sure about it. And you've got to make sure you don't give anybody a hug, no handshaking. You must wear masks at all time, and now you've got to carry the app.
Can they leave? campus?
That is the point of the COVID bubble, is that they are, and again, they always love to use, in journalism, they always love to use the term asking. They're asking students to stay within the school's 4.5-mile perimeter for the entire semester. If a student leaves campus, the app will notify the administration, and the student could be temporarily suspended. So, are they asking the student to stay on campus, or are they telling the student
they
have to stay? Now, you could point out that the student doesn't have to go to the school in the first place. So
true.
From that perspective, they are just being asked, in that when they say, I want to go to school, the school says, well, if you want to be here, here's all the rules you got to follow. So
right.
From that perspective, it's asking. But it sure doesn't feel like an ask. It feels like a tell to me. Like, you got to do this.
I mean,
isn't
restricting your ability to move around, you know, the opposite of freedom?
Yeah, well, you don't go to a school to be free. You go to a school and they tell you what to do. I mean, it's a little better than full-on government school, right? Because, you know, you might be able to smoke a cigarette or something like that somewhere, although I think a lot of campuses have banned cigarettes at this point. But when I was in school 20 years ago, that's what the joke was. It
right.
was high school with cigarettes. But yeah, not a whole lot more freedom and some really ridiculous rules. But prior to this, Captain, here at the Keene State College campus, all students living on campus, and that is every student who wants to go to that college generally from the first 2 years, they're required to stay on campus. And one of the requirements in order to stay on campus is that you have to sign a statement saying you will allow yourself and your room to be searched at any time.
That's dumb.
That campus police or Keene police decide they want to search your room. So you don't have a right to privacy on college campuses as an attendee of the college.
If you're out there in listening to this program, you're considering going to one of these colleges, don't.
So basically, you know, we've always talked about how government schools here are essentially day prisons for children. And the government colleges are becoming more like that now. So you already had to allow the guards in to toss your room. That's what they call it when you're in jail or prison. You get your
right.
room tossed. That's when they search your room for contraband. So it's already been like that in jail, and it's already been like that at the college campus. Now they're just going to create a radius, apparently 4.5 miles in the case of Albion College, a perimeter for the entire semester. If the student leaves campus for the entire semester, or at any point, rather, during that semester, they will be possibly punished for that. They talk about how universities are grappling with reopening safely amid the ongoing so-called pandemic here. Harvard University shut down their campus entirely, while the University of California system will provide the majority of classes online. Other schools, such as Boston University, are resuming in-person learning with masks and social distancing guidelines, alongside virtual learning supplements for those who don't feel comfortable returning. Albion's reopening plan has sparked blowback from students and parents who are expressing concern about what they view as an invasion of privacy. Because the other
thing
that this app will allow them to do is identify when more than one of them are in a room together. So if there's a rule that says you're not allowed to party, and you see a group of 10, 20, 30, or however many people might be together, then they can send the college cops right over to that location and raid the party.
Why not just leave the phone behind?
Well, that's what a thinking person might do about that, nobody. But we're talking about
college
students.
Oh, these are college students. They're not taught to think. They're taught to obey.
It's amazing to me how many people don't realize that the institution that runs your prisons is the same institution that runs the so-called schools.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're the same institution, they only know one way to do things. And this creates, I believe, what is referred to the school-to-prison pipeline.
Yep.
You know, if you walk into any public school, a grade school or a middle school or a high school, something like that, and then you walk into, say, a minimum security prison, you should immediately notice the parallels.
You should. It's unfortunate that most people are completely oblivious to this. I mean, even the buses look the same. They're just
the buses look the same. The rooms are identical. The same types of windows. The same coat of paint.
The lighting.
The lighting. Everything. It is all highly institutionalized.
Yeah. I'm not crazy.
Institutionalized.
There's a little bit more to this story as well. Apparently, the school, according to one dad, wants his daughter to sign a form consenting to specimen collection and lab testing.
They want your bodily fluids now, too.
Anytime they
precious bodily fluids?
Good Lord.
They'll sap their purity.
What is the world coming to? We have not reached peak dumb. That's pretty obvious. 855-450-FREE. We've got your calls and thoughts, plus more Free Talk Live coming up.
He mooses the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We're into the third hour of tonight's live broadcast, where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, anything you want to. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And myself, the captain. Intercoins programmable coins are designed to help groups raise money for a new project or initiative in a way that's compliant with regulations. Coins can represent securities that obey individual rules, like not being sold to U.S. residents for 40 days. Purchased coins can contain rules that govern how they're to be spent and when they can be cashed out. And Intercoin itself is designed to provide full trustless liquidity between any currency pairs, removing the need to list coins on exchanges to enable secondary trading. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. in exchange for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. Now, we were talking about this article, Ian, that you have about a college in Michigan implementing something they're calling a COVID bubble.
Safety! Lots of safety for everybody.
Lots of bubbleheads.
Yeah. Just obey and do exactly what you're told.
One of my first thoughts when these, you know, everything, the mask mandates, the lockdowns, the, you know, shutting of the businesses, all that stuff, was, oh my gosh, I foresee a time when we're all bubble boy.
Yes, in this case, it's Bubble College, where if there is a, there's apparently a 4.5-mile perimeter around the college, and they better stay in that area or else they will be subject to administrative detention and whatever other punishments they're going to throw at them. And some people are pretty concerned about this because according to, let's see, this is freebeacon.com, those students are required to remain on campus. Professors and administrators are not. When asked about this potential loophole,
double standard, anyone?
Yeah, in its COVID bubble, the school declined to comment. A senior this year, Andrew Arzulitz, said he's upset with both the mandatory use of the app and the manner in which students are being treated. He says, quote, I feel like I'm being treated like a five-year-old that cannot be trusted to follow rules.
Couldn't they have come up with a better name than COVID bubble? I'm thinking like COVID cabana or something, you know?
At the COVID. COVID cabana.
If the school believes masks work, why are we not allowed to leave if they work? It doesn't make sense to me, he says. Albion is planning. Well, it doesn't have to make sense. It's all about obedience and doing what you're told.
Right. Well, the same thing applies to the prisoners that some prisons have been letting out because they're afraid of the COVID. Well, why didn't you just put a mask on them? Oh, right. The masks don't work?
Albion is planning to offer in-person learning only, and students who refuse to comply with the contact tracing program will be forced to defer for a semester or for a full school year, as though this is going to get better in another 6 months.
If you're going to the school, maybe you should just reconsider the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because since government got really, really obsessive about forcing everybody to go to a four-year college in the first place, it's not worth it. You're better off learn plumbing. You can do that in 2 years. It's much cheaper.
And you won't be out with any of the trades,
electrician, welding, all of those pay great. They're recession-proof industries.
Right, you get paid to train in those cases.
And you don't have to pay back hundreds of thousands of dollars for the opportunity to learn.
Or live in a COVID bubble now.
Yeah.
Corona. Coronavirus testing will be required upon arrival to campus. It's unclear how many follow-up tests the university will mandate throughout the 14-week semester, but the results will be stored on the tracking app. Returning students must also sign a form authorizing the disclosure of their test results to the county, state, or, quote, any other governmental entity as may be required by law, unquote, though the school told the Free Beacon that the state and county officials are not collecting information from the app. Not yet, at least.
I enjoy voluntarily signing a contract, but I really don't like this whole bit about forcing people to, you know, sign something that says you will or won't do this in order to continue receiving the services that you bargained for in the first place.
Yeah, that you thought you were like, going to be there for 4 years.
Yeah,
for.
Like, what if I change my mind?
Yeah, you're going to give me a refund for the first 3 years?
Right, yeah. Mm.
In addition to downloading the app, students must undergo a mandatory 3-day quarantine after they move back to campus. They'll be given a list of, quote, approved businesses that they can frequent and must fill out an online form 5 days in advance if they plan to leave the campus for, quote, approved activities. So make sure you go talk to the warden first before you go and try to visit your family. You can leave for a medical appointment.
Somebody needs to bitch smack these control freaks.
You can leave for a religious obligation and a, quote, significant family obligation. So maybe if your grandpa's dying, they'll let you leave the campus for that. But you've got to ask first. You can't just go and leave and, you know, make sure that Grandpa doesn't die quickly. You know, make sure you got a 5-day window of time.
Are they going to search your belongings when you return?
Good question.
Can you receive mail while you're there? Are they going to search that, too? What about UPS deliveries, FedEx, all that stuff? Are they going to search that, too?
According to emails from the university obtained by the Free Beacon, students who fail to comply will be locked out of their dorms and other on-campus buildings and temporarily suspended if they fail to comply.
So if you do have personal
items...
The best
thing you could do to somebody is lock them out of that school. Let them go someplace else.
But that's the thing. This is going to happen in other places. This is just one school, but this is going to be all over the place. Because this app is being marketed. Surely, whoever it is that programmed this app is like, okay, well, this will work with any college, so we're going to start calling them, and we'll market this app to every college in the country.
Yeah, and don't call me Shirley.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Well, which is
just
it? Don't call you or it's okay?
Shirley,
you make up your mind.
You.
We've seen this happen again and again and again. It is going to happen. It's going to spread. People are barely just not apes. I've been saying that a lot in the last few weeks, few months even. And it is monkey see, monkey do. This college is going to implement it. Some other college is going to go,
total control.
You know? Yeah, and they're going to implement it. And monkey see, monkey do. And soon it's going to be everywhere. And all your kids are going to be in basically daycare prisons through their 20s.
Yeah, it's
all
so
your
sad.
Days are belong to us now.
I saw it happen again yesterday in front of the grocery store where a mom was walking up towards the I was leaving the grocery store. She was walking up towards the store, got her little kid. I think it was like her little daughter or whatever. She goes, okay, this is where we put our masks on. You know, as they're walking up towards the store, and it's just like training these kids into this whole so-called new normal. And it is so disturbing. I feel so bad for these kids.
The new normal isn't. It's not normal. It is not normal. There's nothing normal about it. Calling it the new normal doesn't make it normal. 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get to more of your calls and your thoughts. We'll talk more about all sorts of things. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is advocating for presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden in a preview of her speech Monday at the opening of the virtual Democratic National Convention.
I know Joe. He is a profoundly decent man guided by faith. He was a terrific vice president. He knows what it takes to rescue an economy, beat back a pandemic, and lead our country.
Regarding the Republican convention, President Trump, speaking in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, confirms he will give his speech at the White House next week.
But we're doing a real speech on Thursday, next Thursday, so you'll be listening. Doing it live from the White House. Live from the White House. And we have plenty to say.
This is USA Radio News. The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped by only a penny, meaning 53 consecutive days that the price has remained roughly the same. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
That's over seven straight weeks, which is an incredible feat, considering Americans are driving less due to the pandemic. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com has the latest figures.
Average gas prices in the U.S. fell 1 cent per gallon in the last week and currently stand at a national average of $2.16 per gallon, 47 cents lower than last year's tally of $2.62 per gallon. Average gas prices now stand 4 cents below last month's level of $2.20 per gallon.
South Dakota declined to accept the enhanced unemployment payment President Trump offered through a recent executive order. Governor Kristi Noem, a Republican, appeared to be the first governor to decline the enhanced payment. Noem saying her state has recovered nearly 80% of their job losses. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The monkeys. People say we monkey around. Well, we're not monkeys, but a lot of folks certainly act like it with their monkey see, monkey do routine.
They're mostly fancy monkeys.
We're just barely not apes, it's true. This is Free Talk Live, in case you were wondering and you didn't have any idea of the show you were listening to. It is the Monday night edition. We're well into the third hour already. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's
Ian.
And me.
And also me. And I'm the captain, and he's nobody.
Or, it's true.
Yes, these are true things. Let's do what we do here at Free Talk Live and go right to your calls and your thoughts. We have David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello? David?
David in New Mexico, going once. Oh, I heard something.
Are you there, David?
I am here.
All right, what's on your mind? You're at Free Talk Live.
Okay, you can hear me now?
Yes.
So, I'm nobody, too. And
we're all nobody now.
A couple weeks ago, the day that she did this, I called your show and told you about. You remember those sheriff deputies sitting at the table in the restaurant breaking the law intentionally, breaking the governor's order in their own state intentionally.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. That was actually, you know, one of the rare times when I actually cheered on the cops.
Yeah. So I called in that day. That was also the day that... still there?
Yeah, right now.
Yeah. I called in that day, and it happened to be the day that the Governor Lujan Grisham gave one of her addresses about the mask Nazi stuff and COVID Nazi stuff. And I cited something that she said in her address, which was, she said, quote, "I see you at the airport. I see you on Facebook. You're traveling out of state. What are you traveling out of state for? You're traveling out of state on business." And,
oh, my God.
And, yeah.
Quick, somebody panic.
It occurred to me that it would have been that was a small segment of her hour-long address, and that it would be a good thing to do to isolate that short period of time and put it on Facebook, on YouTube or wherever. And I see that somebody actually did that. And it's 57 seconds is all it takes to see her literally wag her finger multiple times at her peon constituents and say those things that I was quoting. And you find it under by searching Wuhan Lujan, and it's a guy named Larry. It's a guy named Larry Heller, a YouTuber named Larry Heller, and he just happens to have all kinds of other really good stuff that I think you'd like on there, too. And this thing was, he posted this 2 weeks ago. It's got 30,000 views, and there's 800 comments, and then there's comments on comments. So people are really getting into that video. It's like must watch.
How do you spell Lujan?
Lujan.
Okay.
Wuhan. And it's 57 seconds. It's worth every second of your time to watch it because She does the eye rolls, she does the finger wags, and man, and this woman, if the Democrats win the presidency, this woman is the most likely person on the planet to be your cabinet secretary of health and human services and whatever that means regarding your life. So it's worth the 57 seconds, and I would take a look and I would read some of them comments because they're rather amusing.
Thanks for the recommendation, David.
Yeah, we do appreciate it. Thanks for the call, too. Let's move right along to another Dave. This one is Dave in Seattle. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to talk about this Chaz zone that was going on over here.
Is the Chaz still going on? I thought they broke up like a month ago.
Well, the one that was, and I know you guys are referring to monkeys early on. I just want to say all these blacks are just chipping out and, you know, they're going fair.
That's not what we were talking about. We were talking about human beings as monkeys. No, you need to drop his car, man. You got to drop the call, man. You can't hit the dump or button before you drop. So that may have gone on the air.
Well, just so you know. All right. Yeah. Process corrected.
Boy, those guys really were smart, though, huh?
Did he have his own, like, soundboard or something going on there?
I'm joking. They weren't smart at all.
Yeah. He went full derp on Free Talk Live.
It's not the first time. It'll happen again.
No. It is called Free Talk Live. So, circling back around to more things that we would like to talk about. I have this article from FEE.org that says, according to the CDC, a quarter of young adults say they've contemplated suicide this summer during the, quote, pandemic, unquote.
Oh, let's see what that number does this fall when they're back on college campuses and they can't leave their room.
One quarter of young adults say they've contemplated suicide.
Now, my question here is, obviously, what is the normal number of adults in any given quarter of a year if
right.
there weren't COVID?
What is the suicidal barometer, if you will? Right?
Is it 10%? Is it, a quarter or something like that? I don't know.
Well, the article starts...
I presume this is up.
In economics, we talk a lot about unintended consequences. It's easy to forget that societies are complex ecosystems. Legislators often pass sweeping changes hoping to achieve one result, not realizing it will create countless other consequences not intended. Some of the unintended consequences will be positive, but many of them will not be. A case in point to be found in new government statistics that show a surge
in suicidal thoughts among young adults during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Do you think these consequences are unintended?
I mean, perhaps some of them.
They do seem predictable. I think we actually predicted early on that we're going to see a spike in suicides.
Oh, yeah.
And that we're going to see a spike in drug addiction as far as, like, people who've beaten a drug habit, now they're bored, they're home alone, they're maybe more likely to start picking that back up again. So I think you're going to see more self-destruction generally, even if they don't kill themselves.
Yeah, I'm going through a lot more cigarettes and a lot more just junky food now, because it's like, it's not like I'm going to see anybody.
I've actually got a story about that. Obesity is getting worse during COVID because of that mindset. So even though
everybody's sitting at home ordering Domino's.
Well, yeah, and even though they have ostensibly more time with which they could be exercising, right? If you're at home and you're not
if you're like unemployed or whatever.
Even if you're employed, if you spent a half an hour driving to work and a half an hour driving home, and some people spent 45 minutes to an hour or more
2 hours
doing those things, that's all time you got back now. So you could do other things with that, including, go for a run around the neighborhood or do a home workout or something like that.
You could, but why bother?
That's the mentality is, well, when am I going to see another human being? Why should I look good for someone if I'm not even able to leave my house? That's some of the rationale that people are using to just sit around and eat bonbons all day.
Mm-hmm.
So they cite another article from Politico that says 1 in 4 young adults between ages 18 and 24 say they've considered suicide in the past month because of the pandemic, according to new CDC data that paints a bleak picture of the nation's mental health during the crisis. The data also flags a surge of anxiety and substance abuse.
Well, wait a minute. Is it really because of the pandemic, or is it because they are locked down and they live in circumstances that are antisocial, and that we are human beings and we are social animals? We need to be with a few exceptions of psychopaths.
Yeah.
We need to be around other people.
We need to interact with other carbon-based life forms from time to time to remain human.
Yeah. And so if you are living in a lockdown state, which is effectively some form of torture, because if you are alone, you're in a solitary confinement, as some of these college students are going to be coming up in the fall semester. They're not going to be able to even go home to see their families. That takes a real toll on somebody.
It does. The toll is falling heaviest on young adults, caregivers, essential workers, and minorities. While 10.7% of the respondents overall reported considering suicide in the past previous 30 days, 25.5% of those between 18 and 24 reported doing so. We've got more coming up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Moving into the final segment of tonight's program here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. We do have several callers holding, so we might be able to get to you if you call now. Before we do that, though, I wanted to take a minute and thank our amplifier of the day, and that is Nick, N-I-K. He is a silver amplifier, which means he donates $5 per month to our AMP program, which stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you don't know what this program is, that's fine. You can find out more over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you can see the kinds of perks that you get for being an amplifier. What this money does is it goes to help us get on more radio stations. The money is used exclusively for that purpose. It's not going into our pockets. We're not smoking it up. We're not doing any of the fun things that we could do with money. No, we're using it to help get this program on more radio stations. And it's actually you that are helping to do that for us.
A fun thing.
So if you enjoy our content, the characters on this program, we do broadcast 7 nights a week. You can find our archives at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the content, please consider becoming an amplifier and donating to help us get on more radio stations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. So moving right along, let's go to the Pizza Cake Man calling in on our amp-only call-in line. Pizza Cake Man, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
So I try to pay a lot of attention since I'm one of these degenerates that is sitting at home with no job and getting government money. I try to pay a lot of attention to what's going on around the country. As you know, I went out there and actually saw what was going on. And I'll tell you right now that there is a soft civil war going on in this country right now. We're not at the point of full-on shootings in the streets, and it's going to get to the point that the police can't even control it. Right now, they can barely control riots and big groups of leftists. When
you
start adding
big
groups of right-wingers, but once you start adding right-wingers in there with guns, I'm seeing this spin in our country right now that's going to break out in pockets of violence all over our country. more so than what you're seeing in places like Georgia. Did you see that, where they just had the violence there?
No, what happened?
There's a Confederate monument in Georgia that the KKK marches to every year, once a year, and the BLM stopped them this year, apparently, and some leftist group. Well, the Proud Boys went out there with a bunch of other people that were armed, and it became a big problem. And there was a big fight that happened, and violence. No, just physical violence, but not gunfire yet. And then there was violence and gunfire in Sturgis.
Really?
So with the left, yeah, with BLM slash Antifa.
Are you telling me the Antifa showed up to actually take on bikers?
Yeah, they.
Sorry, you can't say that on the radio.
But. Well, that's too bad. I did not hear about the violence at Sturgis, although I have to laugh at anybody attempting to even show up to a majority of a biker event where everybody's a biker and trying to take them on for anything.
Those guys, it seems like that wouldn't last for very long.
Those guys are some of the most well-armed people on the face of the planet.
Police chief says, according to the Rapid City Journal, protesters were local Rapid City residents, not Antifa. Not sure what that means.
Well, I mean, how could they be sure?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, when you join Antifa, do you get an Antifa identification card that says, I am Antifa?
Good question.
All right. Well,
there were a small group of people who protested the decision to hold Sturgis during the pandemic. They were demonstrators from Rapid City, not affiliated with any Antifa group, like false claims are being made to such on social media accounts. This, according to the Sturgis police chief, several social media accounts are sharing videos of the protests with false claims such as Antifa arrives and Antifa actually showed up to Sturgis today. So, I don't know. That's just all opinion.
All right.
Wait, they're saying they did show up today?
No,
or that was one of the false claims?
Okay. They're saying that Antifa was there, but the group was not Antifa. They quote, the group was wishing to express their First Amendment right, and we explained guidelines that we would allow as long as they remained peaceful and did not violate any state laws or city ordinance. So it doesn't sound like there was a big fight or anything like that. Just a counter-protest.
Interesting. All right, well, moving right along, let's go to Sean in Bristol, Tennessee. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are y'all doing?
Good, Sean. What's going on?
I'm doing good. I just want to ask, what's y'all's opinion on George Lincoln Rockwell?
Who's that?
You don't know who George Lincoln Rockwell is?
I don't know about these other guys.
Nope, never heard of him.
Doesn't ring a bell.
He's the Fuhrer of America.
He's the what?
Fuhrer of America.
What do you mean?
Fuhrer? Fuhrer?
Like yeah. Isn't the Hitler the Fuhrer?
Yeah, the American.
Not my Fuhrer.
I don't need a Fuhrer.
I don't have a Fuhrer. I'm furious myself.
Oh, I am giving lots of practice at the dump button.
There you go. You
what
that
is it with the morons tonight? Look, if you guys were some kind of a master race, you idiots would be able to think of something better to do with your time.
they're not persuasive in any way, shape, or form.
The derp was strong with that one.
Yeah,
I guess this guy, according to Wikipedia, was a politician and neo-Nazi. He died in 1967 when he was assassinated, apparently.
Best kind of Nazi.
Was he from Illinois?
I don't know.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
Oh, yeah, actually, he was from Illinois.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
I hate Illinois
Bloomington.
Nazis.
They're specifically terrible. All right, well, let's give a shot to Brandon in El Paso, Texas. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right, first off, it wasn't used as a soundboard. Second off, what do you guys got against Hitler? Now, third
it's the
off,
same guy. You're only allowed to call in once per show.
Bye-bye. Buh-bye. Buh-bye.
Buh-bye.
Yes, we do have a hard and fast rule of one call per night.
Right, that's because you were boring the first time, and so we don't want you back immediately. You can call another night and be lame then, but maybe you can cook up something more creative. I doubt it, though.
The derp is strong tonight.
Yeah.
So let's circle back to this article from the Freedom, from FEE.org. We were talking about one in four young adults
supposedly, or a quarter of young adults saying they contemplated suicide during this, quote, pandemic, unquote.
Maybe some of our callers should contemplate it a little more.
Some of them need to go.
We were mentioning some statistics. The CDC study analyzed 5,412 survey respondents between June 24th and 30th. And they said...
Okay, so this is late June. So this is after 3 months, roughly, of being on so-called lockdown.
Correct.
Okay.
And they said, while 10.7% of respondents to the survey reported considering suicide in the previous 30 days...
Okay. And those are of all ages. Those, everyone who responded to the survey.
25.5% of those between 18 and 24 reported doing so.
Mm.
Almost 31% of self-reported unpaid caregivers and 22% of essential workers also said that they harbored such thoughts. Hispanic and black respondents similarly were well above average. So, I mean, it shouldn't really...
So this is above average, then.
Yeah. This shouldn't really be news to anybody, right? When you go to prison as a human being, if you were formerly a free person, regardless of whether or not you were guilty of a crime, you were previously a free person, now you're going to prison, the environment of prison puts you in a specific state of mind. You've taken away your freedoms, you can't go to... Lockdown does the same exact thing, it's just now your prison is your home.
Or the school.
Or the school, right, or wherever it is you may be, whatever kind of quarantine you may be subject to by these governments. So it does things to you as a human that affects your psyche, that puts you in, you know, I mean, people who are easily susceptible to things like depression and that kind of thing. It's going to exacerbate those conditions. It just is. So this shouldn't really be news to anybody, but it is
but
worth pointing out.
But if it only saves one life, Captain.
Yeah, well, if it only saves one life, lift all of the lockdowns and allow people to go back to being free. Free to choose how to live their own lives.
But then other people will die. Captain, how do we stop everyone from dying?
You don't.
Everybody's going to die. That's how life works.
Freedom's the answer.
But safety.
Safety is not the answer. Freedom is the answer. Freedom of personal choice is the answer.
Live free or die fighting. Death is not the worst of evils.
This is a matter of fact. Well, I guess that's all the time we have for this evening. I'd like to thank Ian and Nobody for being on this particular evening with me.
Check out freekeen.com. Derek J. posted a really good video from this weekend's Mass Freedom event.
Yeah, and did you post the Jim Brewer up there as well?
Yes,
there's a really cool art interview with Jim Brewer, the comedian, formerly of Saturday Night Live and Half-Baked. Have a good night, everybody. This has been Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.